and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Viewing file details in Windows 7. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I'm going to show you a way in which you can control the details about a file you see when you are in a list of files and folders. This happens to be in Windows. In Windows 7 especially, there are a lot of different details you can configure in your view to show you. So I'm going to demonstrate what kinds of things you can see by first showing you how to view all the details about your files. So let's go into my documents.
Desktop.
Actually, I have a shortcut on my desktop called Tech Access Weekly.
Tech Access Weekly shortcut.
And I'm going to go in there.
Tech Access Weekly. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected docs.
Now, in order for this to work, you need to make sure that your view is set to details and not list. So I'll show you how to change that. Alt-V.
Menu. Status bar.
And let's look at the choices we've got here. We've got status bar.
Extra large icons. Large icons. Medium icons. Small icons. List. Details checked.
That's where you change that. If you have it set to list, these will not work.
Tiles. Content. Sort by submenu.
You won't be able to
group by submenu.
Do this. Do
choose
these details.
Dot, dot, dot.
So it is set to details.
Menu bar. Leaving menus. Items view.
In order to view the details, I mean, when you're using JAWS or probably other screen readers too, you can set it so that you get all these things read to you automatically. Whatever you have checked. So by default, it's like the name, the date modified, and other information. You can get that read to you automatically. For those of us who find that profoundly annoying and only want certain files read that way, we can use the arrow keys. I find best results with the shift right and shift left arrow keys. Sometimes if you use the regular arrow keys, you will miss things. I don't know if this is a JAWS bug or what, because I really never played with this until recently, needed to use these. So I'm going to just show you what you see.
Short.mp3.
Okay, let's look at that file. It's an audio file. We can tell that from the extension. The details that you're going to see are these.
320 kbps short.mp3 1 take on me Simon Perry take on me dash single 0 o'clock 26 selected name short.mp3 11 of 30 number 1 11 of 30 title take on me 11 of 30 contributing artists Simon Perry 11 of 30 album take on me single 11 of 30 length 0 o'clock 26 11 of 30 320 kbps short.mp3 1 take on me Simon.
And we're back to the beginning. Sometimes you will miss things if you just hit the arrow keys. They will work, but I have found the details are missed. Now, say I want to choose the details that I want to see. And when you go in,
menu,
you go
status
into
bar.
View, and you hear status bar, I'm going to up arrow.
Refresh. Go to submenu. Customize this folder. Dot, choose details. Dot, dot, dot.
Choose details. It's about fourth up from the bottom, probably. And you want to go into this dialog box.
Leaving menus. Choose details dialog. Select the details you want to display for the items in this folder. List view. Bitrate checked. 1 of 284.
284 different things you could conceivably have checked to display. That screen could get a little cluttered if you had all of them displayed. But let's just give you an example. So we had...
Name checked. Bitrate checked. Name checked. Number checked. Title checked. Contributing artists checked. Album checked. Length checked. 35mm focal length not checked.
Some of these I don't even know what they do, but those are the ones that I have checked right now.
Account name not checked. Album artist not checked. Album ID not checked. Anniversary not checked. Assistance name not... Assistance phone not checked.
Let's page down.
Attachments not checked. Business fax not checked.
I'm paging down just to show you, give you a kind of overview.
CC addresses not checked. Computer not checked. Date access not checked.
And naturally, you won't see all of these in every file. It depends on what they are. I mean, you're not going to see CC access if it's a not an email file, for instance.
Device category not checked. Encryption status not checked. First name not checked. From addresses not checked. Home P.O. box not checked. Is online not checked. Link status not checked. Nickname not checked. Other state or province not checked. Perceived type not checked. Project not checked. Sender address not checked. Status not checked. To addresses not checked. Width not checked. Year not checked.
And like I said, there are 280 of them, and I won't read you every single one, but
mid-rate
that's
checked.
Just an idea. Now, you can do one of two things. I'm back at the top on bitrate, and that is checked.
Move down button, Alt plus D.
I can move the order. I can move it down. I can reorder these.
Hide button, Alt plus H.
I can hide it so that it doesn't show up. That will effectively uncheck the box. So you can uncheck it. You can also press the hide button to hide it.
Width of selected column and pixels, edit 120, Alt plus W.
You can change the width in pixels.
OK button, cancel button, list view, bitrate check.
And you can reorder all of these. You can do it with a mouse, or you can do it by moving them up and down, like I just showed you. So let me check another detail. Let's see.
Not title, not bitrate checked.
Let me uncheck bitrate.
Not checked. Cancel. OK button. Tech Access Weekly.
Now you're going to, I'm on the same file. And here's what we've got.
Short.mp31 take on me Simon Perry number 1 11 title take on me 11 contributing artists Simon Perry 11 album take on me single 11 length 0 o'clock 26 11 of 30 short.mp31 take on me Simon.
Yep, we're back at the beginning. Bitrate is no longer shown. In case you're wondering what that is a ringtone for that we made to go on the iPhone. And if you want to hear it, it goes something like this.
1 Simon.
Etc. It was a remake of the song Take On Me by A-ha that was featured in an episode of Outsourced, which is an American comedy, currently on television. Sitar and the whole bit. So I thought it was cute, and that was the file I chose because it did have a lot of details visible.
Skype trademark Gold Wave.
So
Gold
now
Wave,
you know how to set up that in view. You can pick and choose the details you want visible. It's pretty self-explanatory. You've got checkboxes to view that. If you don't have it already checked in your screen reader so that it reads everything, hit the right and left arrows. I find best results with shift right and shift left arrows, but that's just my own personal opinion. It is simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.